is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. Ours, again, we give away, so enjoy it. freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
And Allie, by the way, is joining us courtesy of LadiesInKeen.com. It's a once-a-week program that is put together over at LRN.FM, but also available via podcast over at LadiesInKeen.com. So it's a good way to get more Allie. So there's much to discuss here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Remember, we've talked, actually, I think we referenced this this news earlier this week about people being given power and what happens to them. Like, they get corrupted. That tends to be what power does to people, is it corrupts them. And we've seen scientific evidence that shows that to be the case.
And it doesn't have to be the full-out boss hog, Adolf Hitler corruption.
No, just a little bit of power can go a long way, right?
Well, it's just a different set of rules for the person with power and the people whom they consider to be on their team, other than, you know, the other folks, the little people. You know, for whatever reason, they feel that they can bend the rules in order to get what they want to get done. And, I mean, it doesn't take any farther than the bouncer at the door in a nightclub to see how this goes. I mean, his friends don't wait outside in the line.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people know that power corrupts. I think they don't necessarily think about it when it comes to government, or it doesn't strike them immediately, but in general, they know that if they give someone power over them, then they might corrupt the power if you give them too much.
I was speaking with a friend about a local police department, and that local police department had within it a police officer. He did not name who that police officer was, who was accused. This is a third-hand story, essentially, of giving his mother a ticket in town. A speeding ticket.
The cop was accused of giving his mom a ticket.
And the friend was telling me this story in sort of a surprised manner, you know, like shocked and upset and disgusted that the police officer would give his own mother a ticket.
I'm not disgusted by it, but I am surprised.
I am somewhat surprised, too. But, you know, I mean, let's just think about this for a second. If the cop's willing to give you a ticket, then why shouldn't he be willing to give his mother a ticket? I mean, isn't that really, in fact, what we hire these people for? That kind of fairness? Now, we obviously don't think that it's going to go quite that far, but that really, truly is, I mean, we should be shocked and appalled that they're all not doing it.
Toll-free number here is 855-453. The reason I bring that up is because there's more news now to follow up the news that says that science shows that power corrupts. Here's news saying power makes you stupid, according to Forbes magazine. Do you ever get the sense the more powerful people get, the more foolish they become? Well, you're not the only one. Four university professors thought the same thing, and they devised a test to find out if it's really true. And turns out it is, they conclude. That is, they found that power dependably breeds overconfidence, and overconfidence dependably leads to bad decisions. Nathaniel Fast of the Marshall School of Business, and then they list several other people in their schools, they noticed two well-known instances of calamitous overconfidence among the powerful. Steve Case's blithe orchestration of the $350 billion merger of AOL and Time Warner in 2000, and BP's massive obliviousness to risks under Tony Hayward that led to the Deepwater Horizon disaster.
What's the problem?
What do you mean, what's the problem?
It's just a joke.
Oh, okay. The four wanted to know, are such overconfident people drawn to power, or does power itself create their overconfidence? They had subjects write detailed accounts of times when they had or had lacked power. They then had them answer a series of factual questions and rate how confident they were about their answers. They found that people who had been primed to think of themselves as more powerful had more confidence in their answers than the rest, and yet their answers were actually less accurate. Yes, confidence in one's answers was inversely correlated with accuracy.
Now, I've been told taking standardized tests, this was in school,
don't second guess yourself.
Do not second guess yourself. So this is interesting. It seems to be exactly opposite of what that information was that we were given in school, is that, you know, you make an answer, don't go back and change it because usually your first answer was right.
Well, that's because the tests are designed for going quickly. If you're spending a lot of time thinking about the question and analyzing it and trying to pick it apart and find the most correct answer, like I typically do, you're probably going to fail the test because you take too long. People that can like skim information really quickly, come up with an answer, those are the people that test really well.
Well, and also,
but what you're assuming there is that somebody with power lied to you, which is that you know, not that if I go back and re-answer the question that my answer is more likely wrong than my original answer, but in fact that they're lying to me in order to get me to go faster through the test so that I will have more chances of getting more right answers.
I don't know if that has to do with power in that just because you're picking the first thing that comes to mind, I don't think means that you're overconfident.
But this,
and what they're measuring here is overconfidence.
But well, they're saying, but you should be confident in your answer, in your first answer, because it's more likely right. They're claiming that these people are confident in their answers. They are not, therefore not willing to go back and change their answers, which were more often wrong.
Four follow-up experiments confirmed.
And one might conclude that if somebody on the other side, the control group, was less confident in their answers, that they went back and changed some answers.
Four follow-up experiments confirmed and expanded the results. Researchers came to a disturbing conclusion. According to them, not only do overconfident people tend to acquire roles that afford power, but the subjective sense of power brought on by these roles causes people to become further overconfident. Finding practical ways, especially, by the way, if you have a bunch of yes men nearby you telling you, oh yes, that's the right decision, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, it's terrible. You know, I mean, even in this level of the game and, you know, in life, I've managed to find people that will just agree with the things that I say, and they're useless. I mean, you know, useless. You need to have somebody who, at the very least, will, even if they're wrong, challenge what you have to say.
Well, right, but these hierarchical organizations that we're talking about here, big mega corporations, governments, these are all set up to where your underlings are encouraged to be yes men.
This is the statement that incompetence breeds promotion, as we've talked about on a regular basis.
Finding practical ways to soften and or hold in check the causal relationship between power and overconfidence represents an important endeavor for future research. Helping the powerful safely escape this perilous aspect of power is not only the interest of power holders, but also is in the interest of all who are daily impacted by their decisions. Well, I don't support their goals necessarily. I don't want to help the powerful with anything. I'd much rather they just simply be subject to competition and allow the market forces to help them on their own.
One thing that they use, these two examples here of the CEO of BP and AOL Time Warner merger, is that those people, at least the AOL Time Warner, they've got to deal with the consequences of their actions and inside of the marketplace. Whereas when a president of a nation, especially the United States, makes a bad decision, they don't have to deal with the consequences. They go on about their you know, lives and nothing happens to them.
That's true.
Right, because if someone... A lot of people describe the super wealthy as powerful, and if they're using their government as sort of a way to gain more wealth, then more powerful than they should be. But if you can be super wealthy and people will call you powerful, but if you're beholden to your consumers, the people that are purchasing your services and goods, then how much power do you really have?
Yeah, there are two types of wealth, ways that people get to be wealthy. Well, some people get to be wealthy by providing goods and services to people who want them. They're providing service to people with needs, and those people will compensate them for it. There's another type where they use connections and political connections within the government to garner sweetheart deals. The BP is a good example.
Right, but those people aren't beholden to their consumers. They're beholden to the state.
The BP oil here is a good example because they had a contract with the United States government for their drilling, but they only had a certain amount of liability.
That's right.
And
only what, something 70 million or something like that?
I'm not sure what the liability was, but it was nothing like what the damage was.
Right.
They certainly paid in excess of that damage.
They knew the taxpayers were going to foot the bill.
Right, and taxpayers did foot the bill. So taxpayers paid for those, and that's a sweetheart deal. That guy should have to pay for it.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It says here that there is something that you can do about this to counteract these effects of being powerful, and we'll tell you what they revealed here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves, and we're going to put you on Free Talk Live.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
The phone rings. You pick up. A Hollywood producer says you just won an all-expense-paid trip to Hollywood and you're walking a beautiful starlet down the red carpet. Would the word punked come to mind? Or would you instantly realize you just won the opportunity of a lifetime? So go the true Hollywood stories of Dylan Kohler and Rob Manning. Each dream scenario was made possible by a sweepstakes. In preparation for the release of the Pool Boys movie, Seven Arts Entertainment cast an innovative advertising campaign on Facebook and Google, leading audiences to YouTube videos and Pandora radio spots, promoting the winner date to the Hollywood premiere sweepstakes with Sheena Lee and Patricia De Leon. As winners, both men were treated to a once-in-a-lifetime star-studded evening. Learn more about the Pool Boys movie and see the R-rated trailer at www.thepoolboysmovie.com. Then see the movie today on demand from your local cable provider. Also premiering on computers, mobile phones, tablet computers, and DVD December 27th.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Features like our listening options. You can go get tuned in via our broadband stream. We've also got dial-up stream and mid-band stream as well. So different size streams for different internet connection speeds.
Those are available at listen.freetalklive.com. Around the clock, 24/7, the latest episode of Free Talk Live is streaming there. Plus, you can get the details on the over 100 radio stations that air the show at various times throughout the week, our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio and our free-to-air KU-band channel, the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Again, all of that is available to you over at listen.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking to get precious metals, and, you know, it's my advice that you do, but I've done it for myself, and it seems like they're, you know, in a position to move upward. Could be wrong. Certainly not a financial expert, and frankly, the financial experts don't know what the heck they're talking about either, because they're always all across the board, too. But it looks like they're printing a lot more dollars, and that means that commodities will go up, and gold and silver are the kinds of commodities that you can hold in your hand, keep in a safe at your house. You know, you don't have to pay capital gains on them unless you feel that that's what you wish to do. And you can get them at gold.freetalklive.com. You can get them at rates there that are likely much better than you'll be able to find at the other large metal retailers. It's gold.freetalklive.com. When you buy from gold.freetalklive.com, you help Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
According to Forbes magazine and the Organizational Behavior and Human Decision Processes Journal, there's a full study that's going to be published there by some scientists that decided they wanted to check and see if being more powerful made one more foolish. And it turns out they...
Surprise!
True. They had subjects write detailed accounts of times when they had or had lacked power. They then answered a series of factual questions about how confident and rate how confident they were about their answers. The people who've been primed to think of themselves as more powerful had more confidence in their answers than the rest, and yet their answers were actually less accurate. So what can you do about this, writes Forbes? Well, one answer, according to the study, is apparently to humiliate the powerful. The fifth and final experiment of the four conducted found that the tie between power and overconfidence was eliminated when the powerful were made to feel incompetent.
This is what I do for you every day, Ian.
For me? What do you think?
You try to humiliate him?
Ian's the number one guy on the show. When he opens his yakker and says something dumb, I berate him
for
it.
That is what you do.
Yep.
I'm trying to
figure
you out.
That's why Free Talk Live is rising in the ratings all the time, gaining more stations, and the rest of those shows out there are languishing.
Well, I think that I've certainly acknowledged on the air that I like doing a more than one person show because it keeps everyone's ego in check.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have power necessarily, but, you know, it is the show that I created, so ultimately, to some extent,
Are those a line of mute buttons over there on your side?
I can mute you at any time. That's true.
You don't think...
Judiciously.
Let's stop for just a second. You don't think that all these other monologuers, and that's the talk show hosts that have one guy on the air, you don't think these other guys have some position of power and that they feel that they have some position of power?
Oh, I bet they do.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So
when did I say I didn't think that?
Well, you're saying that you know, for whatever reason, you don't have power. Yes, you do.
Well, I see what you're saying. Like, in the structure of the room in which we sit, yeah, but
if
ultimately,
we weren't
I
here,
don't, like, control
and you would be one
lives.
Of these monologuers going on listening to yourself in an echo chamber.
Right.
Slowly going insane behind the microphone.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we're miscommunicating here, Mark. When I think about power, I think of, like, control over others, and ultimately we're all here voluntarily together.
Certainly.
So there is that factor. But yeah, I do think that it's important to have other people checking you. And, I mean, essentially, even though I have control over the microphones, I also have more responsibility as well in, you know, handling
the
show.
But the person at AOL and Time Warner that set up the merger deal had more power than, say, the sales guy or the janitor or the secretary, right?
That's true, but we work in a situation
where
the
sales guy and the secretary, right, the secretary and the janitor could walk away. I mean, they still have power.
Right. Yeah, no doubt about it. But in our situation here, we've got we're encouraged to disagree with one another. Disagreements are you know, useful on the air.
Because we believe that the ideas are more important than the individual. The powerful tend not to believe that. They believe that they have the good ideas. Thus the statement that I constantly make, that all ideas that are yours are good and all ideas that are other people's are bad. That's what people generally think.
So you're certainly welcome to comment here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I created the show as a multiple-host show because I don't want to listen to myself talk for 3 hours. I'm not interested in that. I wanted to make the show that I wanted to hear, and I've always enjoyed shows with multiple personalities on them. I like that we have a different co-host every night of the week to add, you know, an extra bit of spice, an extra bit of, you know, a difference between the nights. That way it's not just you and I, Mark, every single night of the week. And I think these are factors. I think you're right. I mean, obviously you're boasting about it, but I think you're right, Mark, that that it does lend, I think, a better air to the show where people aren't able to go off into ego trip land. I think that's important. So, and, of course, it's open phones, too, so anyone listening can always call us out, because in some cases, all three of us might agree on something. We might all three be wrong, in which case, we're not going to ban your call or anything like that if you disagree, like a lot of shows.
I'm always amused by people who, you know, disagree with the show and, like, will write a blog post or write on the Facebook wall or, you know, whatever their complaint is.
You mean about our show or about any old show?
About our show. You know, hey, just call in. It's not like, you know, are there any callers waiting right now?
No.
There you go. I mean, there's none.
You broke one of the rules of talk radio there, Mark.
I understand, but I'm making the point. If Free Talk Live is a program where we will take your call and we're sitting here talking amongst ourselves and not talking to a caller, then...
It usually means that no one is on hold.
Right, and this is a nationally syndicated show that appears on more than 100 radio stations across the country, and the fact is, people don't call that often. I don't know if people are scared of getting on the air or what.
I think people get nervous about
it.
Have you noticed that more people call later in the night once they've been listening and they're like, I want to call. I want to call.
All right, fine.
But I don't do it.
By the 9 o'clock hour, the calls tend to pile up.
I still get nervous, too. Although, to be fair, we have more stations on in the 9 o'clock hour, too. So there is that factor.
Okay.
That's true. But they seem to, on my Sunday show, where we have the same amount of stations all the way through, they pile up into the 9 o'clock hour, especially the last segment of the 9 o'clock hour.
Finally, isn't that funny?
They've had all they can take, and then they call in.
Right. Get the last shot.
So if you've got a problem with Free Talk Live, please feel free to put it on your Facebook, put it on your blog, put it wherever you want, post it on Free Talk Live's wall. Who cares? But why in the world would you take the time to write it up when it's all you have to do is pick up the phone and call? And
a lot more people are going
to
hear if you call.
Hold us to account. You know, I mean, it's not like we've never changed our opinion before. Hold us to account. Show us the error of our ways. And it's easy.
Well, right. I mean, it's we're here for you. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's what I said in the conversation I've been having with the Shire Society Forum, where some people are critiquing me for, I didn't even make the video, but Derek J. from Tuesday Nights recorded an old lady crossing guard being very mean to him in public, and some people are saying, some people are saying you shouldn't be recording bureaucrats like that. Yeah, sure, you can record the police, but don't record the old lady crossing guard. That's not nice, they said. And I said, well, you know, you could convince me not to if you could prove to me that there's something morally wrong with it. I don't think there's anything morally wrong with the idea of recording a government bureaucrat. I'm forced to pay their salary. They're supposedly my employee, my servant. I should be able to record my servants.
Right, it's not a sexist,
Free Talk Live
opinion.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide Squad customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there. We give them to you. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features include the news updates. You can get signed up, follow us via email, Facebook, Twitter. Head over to news.freetalklive.com. Once again, that's news.freetalklive.com. And joining you here in the studio, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's coming up June 18th through the 24th. Registration is open now, and it's still early bird pricing, so you can still get in. I think it's $30 if you get registered now at porkfest.com.
Yeah, you can register right now online at porkfest.com.
That's right. Porkfest stands for the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
If you know you're going, why would you pay more registering later?
Absolutely, and grab your campsite while you still can.
Oh, God, you've got to.
Because this is coming
now,
up.
You'll be sorry.
This is coming up. Start making your list. I've got my camping list that I always have to go over to make sure I didn't forget anything. But go get to Porkfest. If you love the ideas of liberty, you want to be around other people that also feel as you do, this is the event of the year, I mean, in my opinion. Liberty Forum's great. No doubt about it.
Porkfest is where it's at.
Porkfest is tremendous. It's an entire week instead of just a weekend. So Monday through Sunday. You don't have to stay for the whole week, though. I mean, if you have to work or whatever and you can only come up for the weekend, it's still worth it to just come up for a weekend. But if you can make it for the whole week, it's just great the whole time. And you'll meet all kinds of interesting people. There were, what, maybe 1,000 people there this last
Sounds
year?
Sounds about right. If you take a look at the timelines of them, I've loved seeing the pictures as they line up, and the group just gets bigger and bigger. And that's not all the
group
people.
Photo is what you're talking
that's
about.
Right.
Yeah, and you're right. Not everyone shows up for the group photo either. And
some of them can't stagger in.
It's in the middle of the day, but yeah, it is Porkfest, so...
You know, it's funny how these different groups get together. My son, who was 3 years old, well, just turned three at the time, mm-hmm. went, and he had a blast with all
the kids. There's other kids there, other families.
There's a bounce house. There's a, you know, you can knock the guy into the water, the ice cold water.
There was a bounce house? Oh, yeah, that's right. They had that little carnival thing.
Yeah, they had all kinds of stuff for kids. Kids had a great old time. And these different levels of fun exist for different folks. You know, the political types are there, and they're having their speeches and doing their thing.
The voluntarists are there.
Yeah, there's Agra Alley where everybody kind of does this, I don't know, swap shop, flea market thing. Lots of food being sold, and just a great time.
It is. So go to porkfest.com, porcfest.com, and get registered, get the early bird discount while you still can, and get your campground locked in. We're going to be there, of course, broadcasting live, and it's always a good time. So our number here, 855-450-FREE. We continue. We'll take your calls about anything. And then Allie's going to tell us about toilet paper shortage, which sounds like a really dangerous situation. Adam's in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Adam.
Good evening, everybody.
What's on your mind tonight?
Open lines tonight. I think I'll call in and contribute something.
It's always open lines, just so everyone knows.
I try not to be too chronic. Now, this file sharing thing has been really in the zeitgeist lately with all the SOPA, ACTA, PIPA, COICA stuff going on.
The zeitgeist is the spirit of the times.
I've heard on your show recently a lady call in and say, well, these artists, they are making millions of dollars. Why should I feel bad? And I'd like to propose a better reason not to feel bad. 99% of my music I've downloaded illegally, and there's a good reason for doing this, for why this is happening. If you go back to when the RIAA was necessary for distribution of music on plastic discs and vinyl before that, these folks depended on them to fulfill a market function that they don't fulfill anymore. They have the internet now. But they would weasel these people, nickel and dime them, these artists, in their contracts to the point where they had to tour their butts off for the rest of their life to make
right.
money back on.
Now, hold on just a second. The RIAA is essentially a group that has unionized the music industry. And the music industry, as you said, was a medium, a distribution medium for artists to get their music to people back when it wasn't easy to do. Now, any artist can put up a website and promote it and get their music directly to people.
That's great. The problem with this is that the artists don't make any of the real money they have from the sale of the albums. With more money in our pockets to spend on touring or tickets and merchandise, it's better for them. They're making dollars instead of cents. Whereas previously, to even know if I wanted to be at that concert, I had to make an investment, take a chance, make a risk on that band, and I may never even hear their music until it's on the radio, if it's radio friendly. So now we have people who are going, they're more fans in general. There's not so much a battle of the bands anymore.
Yeah, I mean, lots of people have different, I think tastes are fractionalizing more and more and more as time goes by. And you just didn't have the choices in the 60s that you do today.
And more bands can have more fans, and more money is spent on their bread and butter, their tickets and merch. It's in our pocket now. Instead of spending $120 on a discography, I can spend it on tickets and shirts, which I've done. And the only people who are going around suing everybody are the RIAA themselves.
They're sure, and if you take down the barrier between...
Well, some of the band members who have gotten kind of old tend to support the monopoly, that the monopoly privilege on their information that they have.
Yeah,
you know, these guys
around, though. If you look at Lars Ulrich, he can't take his eyes off his feet when he hears about Napster. It's funny.
What do you mean? What?
You mean he's changed his mind, the guy from Metallica?
Big time.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know, but I mean, these guys, some of them say, well, you know, look, how am I going to get money for my music? I don't want to work anymore.
I don't know.
Like my lifestyle.
Figure it out, though, because people want your music
free. Well, I don't want to work in a really good attitude in a free market, is it?
No, and I think that this is really... The biggest problem is that, you know, if you write the greatest song or the tribute to the greatest song ever written, and you get it out there, and then you never have to work again, what is that exactly? I mean, the government should protect that particular attitude. It
right.
seems to me that musicians should work.
And then if anyone wants to use your music, like, is inspired by your music and wants to maybe, like, play their own thing on top of your music, then they have to pay royalties to you for some reason, even though it's completely different.
I have to pay the cost of great-great-great-grandson when I want to visit the Louvre in Paris.
There you
I
go. Great
the
point.
Free.
Very good, sir. And you can also look at look at photos of the same art online for free as well. Although,
I can paint my own, reproduce it.
You certainly could. Hey, Adam, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 1-855-450-3733. He's bringing up an important issue, and that is that the Internet, the direct ability to connect with your consumer, with a person who's interested in your product or who could be potentially interested in your product, brings down the barriers. It removes the middleman, and that's what the RIAA and the record companies, the big record companies are. They're the middlemen, and the Internet gives people the ability to connect directly, and that's very dangerous to the old methods. It's very, very dangerous to the old guard, and that's why they're lashing out against it.
New technology is dangerous to the technology it replaced. I mean, if the farriers who put horseshoes on horses could have done something about the automobile by getting together and lobbying the government, you can believe they would have, and we'd still be riding around on horses.
They certainly could have. So the Internet brings that barrier down and makes it so, as he was pointing out, you don't have to spend the money to buy the album to see if you like the music, to see if you want to go to the concert. Now you can just get the album straight from the Internet and make your decision as to whether or not you want to support that band.
Right. People saving money is good for the economy because it means that people can spend money on things that they actually want and give a better market signal than just, I have to spend money on the CD because it's illegal for me to download it. That's not good for the economy.
Toll-free number here again, 855-450-FREE. We will, of course, take your calls about anything. We've got Tim on the line listening in northern Minnesota to WNMT. Hey, Tim.
Hey. So, hey. At my work, I get paid $4.90 an hour as a training wage.
All right.
Sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that. Go ahead.
Do you think that should be legal?
Well, I think that you should be able to negotiate whatever wage you want with your employer, and whatever wage you can come to an agreement on should be legal. But if you want to talk further about it, you're welcome to hang with us. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, more with Tim, hopefully, in just a bit. Also, your calls as well, because wages are something a lot of people are confused about. They think that the government needs to be there to artificially prop them up. And there are some real serious economic consequences that come from that that maybe you don't think about on the front side. 855-450-FREE, that's toll-free. You bring up anything, it's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can bring up anything you want. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, there are ways for you to support the show. One of them is to shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and get whatever it is you need or want, because Amazon carries a lot of that stuff. There's a huge selection at Amazon. If you've ever been there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You can now shop through Amazon by using our website to start. And when you do that, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. There are different links there for different Amazons in different countries. So click on the one that's right for you and then get your shopping done. And Free Talk Live benefits when you start at shop.freetalklive.com. So we continue here. Tim is still on the line with us here, listening to WNMT in northern Minnesota. And Tim, you had asked a question about your wages. You said you're getting a training wage, which is for something per hour. And you asked,
$4.50, was that right?
$4.90
per hour, and you'd asked if we considered that okay or if that should be legal. Was that your question?
Yes, I get paid $4.90 an hour, and that's for 90 days total as a training wage at a gas station.
It's interesting.
What are they training you to do at the gas station?
Well, they trained me for about 4 days. The gas station is kind of an all-around thing.
Yeah.
You got till work, bait, gas that you have to pump because it's a full-service pump, propane, beer, deli, and it's all run by me.
Well, that's interesting. That I'd never even heard of a training wage before. I didn't know that that was something that people could do legally.
I didn't know either until I got here, and then my boss explained that it was $4.90 for 90 days, and I assumed that was as long as I was being trained, but after 5 days when they left me by myself, I was still being paid for till now, and I'm still being paid $4.90.
So you feel like this on-the-job training seems an awful lot like the work that I'm going to do once I'm trained.
Right.
Yeah.
Why do you stay there? If you feel like your work is more valuable than what they're paying you, then why do you continue to do it?
I'm actually quitting at the end of this month. I found another job, and you know, the thing is, she can't afford to lose me, because as it was, last week I worked, 63 and a half hours, and I'm 17 working and have school to do too.
Well, if she can't afford to lose,
hold on. You're going to high school and working 60 hours a week?
Yeah.
When do you sleep?
I get about 7 hours a night.
I guess you do.
Well, now, if she can't afford to lose you, then she should be willing to increase your wage.
Is that happening?
Rather than lose.
Has she made an offer?
I would think, but it didn't turn out that way.
It turned out
that she didn't need me apparently that much, and she went and found two or three other people to try and cover for me.
Okay, so this is market feedback for her. She's finding that a valuable employee, let's assume that, is leaving her for another job, and she's finding that she can go get somebody else. Now, the fact is, new employees do really, really require training, and your next employee, if you had a good employee, your next employee will likely not be as good as the last one. Sometimes you get lucky, but not everybody's matched for every job out there. And so, I mean, you know, at some point or another, she's going to find that this lower wage, because this, you know, this, it's a ruse calling this a training wage. That may be legal, but it doesn't.
Well, I'm guessing there's some sort of legality that says that you can have a training wage for up to 90 days.
I would guess that's the
same.
And so
it's probably the state that is making this even possible for her.
But I mean, you know, so what? I mean, you know, she could do this in a marketplace. She could offer a below sort of median wage to lure somebody in for training, and then, you know, keep going cycling through people to do this. But at some point or another, she's going to find somebody who costs her money, because they're going to mess things up, and they're going to take money out of the till, and they're going to do all kinds of things.
Well, the thing is, I'm not the first one to, you know, quit after so long because
sure.
of this low pay.
Sure.
And the people that worked before me, one of the people before me, were, you know, they stole up to a grand or two worth of stuff from here, whether
yep.
it's from gas or random stuff on the shelf. And then, you know, finally she finds someone who's decent, but then doesn't decide she wants to.
All right, she wants to treat you just like she's treated everybody else, which is like some garbage employee. And
this is what happens.
Exactly.
This is what happens to employers that intend to exploit their workers. You get poor workers, and at some point,
the word's going to spread. Too.
Yeah, and
how
you know,
is
your,
she exploiting
business,
anyone?
She's exploiting because, you know, the fact is this guy deserves to be paid more, and she's choosing not to do it.
Deserves to be paid more.
Sure,
she's
he does.
Just offering. No, she's offering to pay him to do this work. He agreed to it,
right. she's,
and he's
she's
continuing to do it.
Him.
There's no exploitation.
He can leave
whatever time you wish to use on this. He's not getting paid enough. He's a competent employee.
Paid enough?
Right. That's
I don't
why
know.
He's leaving.
What does that? Well, yeah, he's going to leave because he's realized that he'd rather not work, either not work or work somewhere else. Well, he says he's going to get a job somewhere else, so he'd rather work somewhere else. So there's been no exploitation. You can offer, you can make an offer to someone and say, if you'll do this, I'll pay you this. That's not, if they take the offer, you're not exploiting them. That's what you agreed upon.
Okay, so exploitation might be a might be a harsh term on this one, but it doesn't change the fact that this lady, because of her foolishness and because of her rigidness, if this is the case, if this guy's a good employee, for all we know, you've stolen everything that this woman's had, and she's glad to see you go. But if he's a good employee, and I've had this happen. I mean, I've been in the same circumstance where somebody just has a plan in their mind that they're going to go about doing whatever they're going to do, and they're going to pay low wages, and they're going to get crappy results, and their business suffers.
Well, she's going to try to pay as little as she can to keep prices as low as she can to make as much money as she possibly can. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
that is
that's
what
a
she,
bad plan.
That is what she should do for her customers. And if she
no,
can,
it's a crappy plan. Your customers, are, it's going to cost you more if your employee steals $1,000 worth of stuff.
Well, that's
well, the
true,
is,
but
she plans on moving a whole new store at some point here. But she has money.
Well, it doesn't matter whether she has money or not.
Whoa.
What matters is how she allocates that money. And if she allocates that money towards bad employees because she doesn't allocate enough towards good employees, she's making a bad move.
Well, okay, so Allie's right, and Mark, you're right, and you're all right in what you're saying here in that, yeah, her motivation is to cut costs as low as they possibly can be so she can pass those savings on to her customers and be competitive in the marketplace.
As she should.
However, there's a counterbalance against that, and that is what the marketplace is demanding as far as the workers are concerned, as far as what they think they're worth, sort of collectively amongst the community. And she's been probably managing to get away with playing this little game where she offers, you know, what most people would. wouldn't accept to people that are desperate for work. In the case of Minnesota, the training wage, according to their website, the government's website, there is $4.90 an hour, which they may pay to new employees who are younger than age 20 during their first 90 consecutive days of employment. So she's doing it, you know, by the book. Doesn't matter to her whether she's training you or not. She's got you on as a training wage up to the maximum, according to what the state's going to allow her to do.
She's hired someone else that previously worked here but hasn't worked here for 11 years. So does that mean that they have to redo the 90-day thing, or do they just start at minimum wage right
away? Well, it would depend on what her deal is with that employee. Like, that person's been there for 11 years, they might be able to come back and demand $7 or $8 an hour.
As far as I'm concerned, this lady should be able to offer 2 cents an hour if that's what she wants to do. You choose whether or not to take that money.
Right.
And you choose whether or not to take a new job. The fact is, this woman seems to be making poor strategic choices in paying low wages, if what you say is true. As I say, I don't know you. I mean, you know, you could very well be a terrible employee.
We're taking his word for it, Mark. I mean,
yeah.
You don't have to keep repeating it.
Well, I think it's important to...
So, did we answer your question?
I'd say you did.
All right, great. Anything else on your mind tonight, Tim?
That should be it.
Thanks for the call, man. Good luck with your changeover. Hope you find something better, and thanks for the call again. You know, she probably looks at it as, this is a useless job. Anybody can fill this job, so I'll take whoever I can get. But because she's not offering enough, she's probably constantly replacing someone. I mean, it's either him or the people that are stealing or whoever. Somebody's going to have a reason to leave there at $4.90 per hour. And like you said, it's the marketplace giving her feedback. Maybe she'll learn her lesson someday, or maybe she'll just continue going through this cycle of getting employees that never actually have any level of skin in the game because they don't give a damn about the job because it's only worth $5
right.
an hour.
Well, cause, and also each employee that comes through there, like if you're working a job and you feel like you're not getting paid enough, which everyone feels like they don't get paid enough, then,
I get paid fine.
Then they're going to be hoping for an opportunity to make more money or to whatever, fulfill whatever need, either more money or just... more, just a job they enjoy more.
Or steal cigarettes off the shelf and sell them to their friends.
Yeah, and if they're staying at the job just because they see it as an opportunity to steal, well, you know, those people should be fired, of course.
But when a person feels like they're getting paid poorly, they're more likely to do something to even the score. I mean, I'm not saying that stealing's okay, but I am saying that people that pay their employees
right.
well tend to create loyalties in those employees. People that are loyal tend not to steal.
Most people feel like they should be getting paid more. I think if you did a survey, most people would say, "Oh, I don't get paid enough now."
I think that's true, and I think that's applying to people with jobs. Mark, you don't really have a job. You kind of you own your own business, essentially, and that's sort of a different mindset in the beginning. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 2's next. You can bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.